WTBQ.
Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you for joining us once again on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And although it is a jury-free Friday, it is Friday, which means the weekend is here. Yay! I'm so excited. Yeah. You may hear a little lisp as I'm speaking. I sound like Daffy Duck. I've decided to get some Invisalign, and it's going to make for some interesting radio for the next 28 weeks. So if you hear something weird coming through the radio, it's because I have Invisalign on my teeth. But I want to remind everyone that we are live, so if you have any questions, and this is a very interesting show. It is tax season, tax time. People have tax questions, and this is a great service. And I had the pleasure of meeting John Murphy a couple days ago, and I really love what they're doing and what they're offering, so I thought it was very important to bring him on WTBQ. So we are live. If you want to give us a call, if you have any questions, the number is 845-651-1110. And you can always hear us online at WTBQ.com. You can stream us worldwide. So I want to welcome you, John Murphy. Say hello.
Hello.
And
thanks.
Hey, and with you, you have?
Gail Phillips.
Gail Phillips.
Yes.
Get a little bit closer to the mic so people can hear you. Yeah. Let's get nice and comfortable here.
Okay.
So, John, you are from AARP Tax Aid.
Correct.
And you provide free tax services to, now, don't let the name fool you when you say AARP, because a lot of times when you say that, people think, well, then this is a service for senior citizens. And although it does provide the service of senior citizens, it's actually open to everyone. Is that correct?
That is correct. It is.
So tell us a little bit about AARP Tax Aid.
We are celebrating our 50th anniversary.
Happy
this year.
Anniversary.
Thank you. And we have little buttons to prove it.
Oh, okay. Wait, where's my button?
We'll get you one.
Okay, good.
And we've been active here in Orange County, to my knowledge, for over 35 years.
Okay.
Okay. And here in Warwick, at least since 2010.
All right. Okay. Now, I understand you were doing a little research on WTBQ.
And I was indeed.
You did. You really wanted to know more about the station. Isn't it great that it's fabulous? They're like in a beautiful barn
in the village of
Warwick. It's such a nice location, right?
Yeah. With those nice solar panels.
Yeah. Have you been to WTBQ before?
I have never been.
Oh, so then welcome. Welcome.
Thank you very, very much.
So, all right. So, John, I know that in Orange County, we have about 16 locations where this service is provided. And we'll give everybody, the listeners, what those locations are momentarily. But in the meantime, tell us what you do with Tax Aid, John.
I'm the county coordinator for Tax Aid. I've been with the program for 8 years and the coordinator for the last three.
Okay.
Okay, and that is to help coordinate the training that we do. We do a January training, a month-long training, mm-hmm. at two locations in the county, one in Goshen and the other in Mount St. Mary's College in Newburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have tremendous support from our volunteer coordinator, Dave Weaving, who places people where they're available and where they're willing to go, mm-hmm. to serve. So we serve people in Port Jervis.
Mm-hmm.
That corner, then up in the other corner in Pine Bush, all along the Hudson River in Newburgh, three locations.
I was going to say, three locations in Newburgh.
And then Washingtonville, Cornwall, and down here to Warwick.
Yeah. I mean, the locations I have here, and this really cool flyer that you gave me, Chester, Cornwall, Greenwood Lake, Goshen, Middletown, Monroe, Montgomery, the Newburgh Library, the Newburgh Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union, New Windsor, Pine Bush, Port Jervis, Walden, Warwick, Washingtonville, and then the Newburgh Ministry, which is a walk-in Thursday.
Right.
So so tell us a little bit. You brought Gail with you.
And I'm in Warwick.
You're in Warwick.
And Greenwood Lake.
Now, he tells me that you've been doing this for a while, so you're like an expert at this.
Oh, but I've been with Tax Aid for 2 years. This is my second year. I came from somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
Like a lot of people, I retired,
mm-hmm.
and ended up with not knowing exactly what to do, so volunteer doing this.
And so you've been there for 2 years? And
this is my second year with Tax Aid, yes.
So yeah. Here's the thing. You I know that, and we're going to mention this because you do look for volunteers to every October to go for the training, right?
Yes, we
yes.
do.
So if you're, and this is the part that I liked, if you are not mathly inclined, I just made up a word.
Methodically.
I just made up a word. That's our new word, mathly. If you're not mathly inclined, is this something that you can do? The training, does that guide you through that?
I have no math background myself.
There you go.
I was in sales, yeah, and I tripped into it. My father bought a copy of TurboTax, mm-hmm. and he had no keyboarding skills. Mm-hmm. So he said to me, "This darn thing doesn't work." So he gave it to me. I used it. I installed it. I did my taxes, his taxes, mm-hmm. and my kid's taxes. And when I brought his taxes back to him, he says, "Oh, okay, I guess it did work." Mm-hmm. You know, he's very pleased, and I was proud to, you know, to do it for him.
Oh, okay.
And I did that then for about 15 years. And then when I heard about this program, I said, I can do it on TurboTax. I can learn. I'm not, you know.
Right.
So you step up and you try to do it for a larger group. Now, I can't do it for my neighbors. They don't want me to mm-hmm. know their business. You mm-hmm. know. So you do it for people who come into the center.
Right.
And you may know them, but you always ask them if they're okay with having me do it. And if not, then we pass them off to another preparer.
Well, I really like that you guys decided to come to radio as a way of bringing awareness to this program that's been available. How long has this been in Orange County?
35 years.
35 years. And this is, I have to be honest with you, the first time I've ever heard of AARP Tax Aid and the fact that you have 16 locations. So I thought it was very important to share with everyone out there that you're here, you have all these locations, and you provide free tax preparation to seniors and low-income families. But you also said you don't turn away anyone that may need to help, as long it doesn't have to do with age. It has more to do with the complexity of the tax return.
Exactly so.
So tell us a little bit about how you get people to come to the center. How have you been putting it out there, besides now radio?
Primarily word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And we do have an advertising blitz. The United Way of Orange Duchess mm-hmm. Attempts to get the word out to many media, mm-hmm. Print and television, and, of course, radio. And they're with varying success. My church gets it from the Catholic Charities, sends out a blurb about this. Mm-hmm. They've never put it in their bulletin. So when I asked my local pastor, would you do it, he said, oh, sure.
Okay.
You know, that's a good way to get it out locally.
So we want to make sure that people understand that everyone that volunteers to do this, they go through the training to be able to provide this service to people out there, to all taxpayers. I mean, what is it that they need? How did someone prepare to get this to you, and how would they find you guys in order to get this done?
Easy enough, 211.
211.
If they were to call 211 today mm-hmm. for an appointment to get their taxes done, that would be one way. But if they said, I think I'd like to become a volunteer, mm-hmm. their name would be collected and they would be contacted next October.
How long does it take to get trained for this?
4 weeks.
So what does that entail?
Well, most of us come in with skills already. Uh-huh. I have to say that. I would guess.
I got no skills.
Well, if you have no skills, it's a month of 40 hours. That you spend in class time, and then you go home and study as well. Mm-hmm. They give us the program to use, so it's easy to work at home to bring yourself up to speed. And then once we get to the sites, it's not like you're left alone. You work with everyone else there, so the new people don't feel quite as alone in mm-hmm. there, and we give them guidance. And some of the people have worked their way up from that, I would say, from just being new with absolutely no experience. And now after years of being there, they're very good.
Okay, well, we're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to kind of try to entice people to volunteer, help with the tax aid. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Danica Patrick, Nationwide Insurance member.
When you add Vanishing Deductible to your Nationwide Insurance policy, you can take $100 off your deductible for every year of safe driving until your deductible could vanish completely. Nationwide is on your side.
For more information, contact your local Nationwide representative, Anne Marie Moore Insurance, 13 Wheeler Avenue in Warwick. Call 986-9190. Anne Marie Moore Insurance, 13 Wheeler Avenue in Warwick.
Nationwide is on your side.
The real estate market is hot. If you have been thinking of selling your home, now is the time. At Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty, we pride ourselves on delivering an exceptional client experience. Our professional agents will provide you with the market data you need to price your home properly and follow through with the best marketing to get your home sold. Call our office today at 845-986-4848.
Pain taking you down? Then it's time to relieve pain naturally with the power of Soluma LED therapy right in the comfort of your own home. Scientifically proven to relieve muscle, arthritic, and joint pain, spasms, post-surgical recovery, and stiffness, Soluma also boosts cellular energy, increases circulation and tissue repair, while decreasing inflammation and pain. A twofer! Soluma also diminishes fine lines and wrinkles, so start feeling and looking younger at home by visiting Soluma.com.
This is Zach Crux, sports director for WTBQ. Tune in every weekday morning to the Frank Truatt Morning Show to get the latest news, scores, and info about your favorite teams and players. That's every Monday through Friday on the Frank Truatt Morning Show, right here on WTBQ.
We're back. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. Today, we're hanging out with AARP Tax Aid, and it's very important because it is tax season, and sometimes we just, like me, I haven't filed my taxes yet. I haven't done anything yet. I've been collecting everything that I receive, putting them in a nice little pile, but I haven't done anything yet. So, of course, we're going to remind people when is their deadline and all that stuff, but we are live. So if you have any questions for Gail or for John, you can give us a call at 845-651-1110. Like I said, don't let the name fool you. AARP, we all kind of associate it with senior citizens, but this program, this service is provided free. It's not only free to senior citizens, is free to low income, and pretty much anyone whose taxes are not complex. So what we're going to cover now in this segment is what you can prepare and what you cannot prepare, to kind of give them an idea of if they're thinking about coming to you with a shoebox of stuff.
Don't.
You know, they hire a U-Haul truck to bring this stuff to you, and then you go, sorry, you can't
We're
do that.
We're not open that
thing. So tell us a little bit about what AARP, what you can and cannot do.
Schedule Cs. We can do them. That's where somebody opens a business and they invest a little bit money into getting it going.
Okay.
They have car expenses to get to clients' homes or... those expenses cannot exceed their income. And once they do, I mean, they certainly could for a startup, but at that point, they would have to see a professional preparer.
Okay. Okay. So you can, as long as it doesn't exceed their income, a Schedule C.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And for those
as
people.
As long as it's not a loss.
As well, yeah, that's a better way to
phrase it. And for those of us that don't know what that is, that's for people that know what they're talking about, because I don't know what a Schedule C is. But okay, so you Schedule C people, they can do it as long as it doesn't increase, surpass your income and you don't have a loss.
Right.
Okay, continue.
Gail, you want to take the next one?
The next one is a complicated Schedule D. So we do Schedule D, but not once it gets involved into... basically, I think the idea is we like to stay within an hour or an hour and a half for preparation. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, if they come in with complicated returns, it takes it away from everybody else. And we're not able to take on as many people.
So people are walking in. You give them an appointment. When they call 211, they make an appointment, and they come in to see you guys. So they would be with you, and you're doing their tax return at that time?
Yes.
It's not like they're dropping stuff off and leaving. They're hanging out with you. They're getting to know John. They're getting to know Gail. We're having a conversation.
Hopefully
talk about the grandkids.
Well.
It does.
on that Schedule D, they've gotten a lot easier over the years. It used to be you'd have to go line by line and enter them. And now we have long-term versus short-term. And if the cost basis is being reported to the government, some people will come in with AT&T stock that they recently sold that...
Did they make buku dollars with it?
They don't know.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The problem.
And you can go on to Yahoo Finance and search it, but that's something that they should do themselves or get that advice from their broker.
Okay, all right.
We can't be researching that for them.
But if they have a broker, then why would they be coming to...
Well, brokers are not tax people.
Oh, okay. So there you go. I learned something new. I usually can like answer doctor questions, but this stuff is just, you know...
Yeah, the broker issues the paperwork.
Oh, okay.
Then we deal with it.
All right. So what else can you prepare?
Or not prepare.
Or not prepare, yes.
Rental incomes.
Okay.
So that's out.
No, so if you have rental property, don't even think about coming because they're not going to...
Airbnb.
Okay.
We used to try to think about that a couple of years ago when it first started. Mm-hmm. We would try to report it, but now it is definitely out of scope for us.
Okay.
And being out of scope means that the AARP will not guarantee our work. So therefore, we're not going to touch it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course. So what else do we have?
Farm income.
Uh-huh.
Big deal here in Orange County. We have a lot of farmers, but they're well aware of the complexity, and they usually go to paid preparers.
Which is, I can see here, Schedule F.
Yeah, that is it.
See that? I'm starting to learn, you guys. I may be a volunteer yet.
A quick study.
You might. We're also looking for the greeters.
I can greet. I can totally do that.
The facilitators. We're always looking for them too, right? Sometimes they turn into preparers.
All right.
So
okay.
That's always something a person could do.
So I have here moving expenses. You don't do that?
Well, with military certification, we do it. But that's what the kind of moving that we will consider.
Okay.
It has to be with a military certification.
Okay. What else? What else do we have here that you cannot
We
prepare?
Don't do minors investment income.
Okay. What does that mean?
Underaged.
Grandma, grandpa set up a trust for a young person.
Oh, okay.
And it's then reported on their Social Security. Mm-hmm. Go to a paid preparer for that.
Okay.
That can be pretty complex.
What else? I see Schedule K-1 that involves depreciation and deductible expenses.
Yeah, the expanded Schedule K. We do the simple Schedule K.
Okay. So I see that you do the 1040 A, B, and D, but with what we just mentioned that would not be covered, which would be anything with capital gains. All right. And so, but it looks like there's a lot of things that you can prepare. So you do have information on additional child tax credit and education credits and qualified savings credit. So pretty much, do you find that the majority of people, they don't have a very complicated tax return?
Very much so. Very much so. They come in there. They have W-2s, 1099-Rs, interest and dividend statements. Mm-hmm. And we talk about to turn away people.
Right.
I'd say we turn away about 1 in 500 people. Or wow. I'm sorry, 50. In every 50 people.
1 in every 50 people. Yeah. So, because as I say, I think for the most part, a lot of this. Now, is there any, would you say that there's any big changes with the tax reform, or are people starting to kind of, did they panic, or is everything kind of still, everybody's still confused?
I think that's where we are now, confusion level.
Okay.
And we're encouraging people in Middletown to make no changes to their withholding. Because if they can live on what they're currently collecting, they will have a windfall at the end of the year.
Okay.
For low-income people, they're projecting that they would have about $380 more. So that's $7 a week.
Right.
Better not to change it and collect that money at the end of the year rather than to risk...
not getting a refund.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
I know that we're right in the middle of tax season. It's the end of February, and there are a lot of people like myself that have yet to get our act together to get our taxes done. So I know you said you guys are getting pretty booked up. So what do you recommend for people to, you know, start getting themselves together here?
We'd encourage people to make their appointments as soon as possible. 211 is the number to call. And we have appointments, I know, in most of our centers mid-March and beyond.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I know that you have, now, this is nationwide, this service?
Yes, it is.
It is nationwide. But in Orange County, we do have the 16 locations. And for those of you that are just tuning in, if you call 211, you can call for an appointment to get your taxes prepared for free by tax aid from AARP. There are locations are in Chester, Cornwall, Greenwood Lake, Goshen, Middletown, Monroe, Montgomery, New Windsor, Pine Bush, Port Jervis, Walden, Warwick, Washingtonville, and then three locations in Newburgh. We have Newburgh Library, the Newburgh Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union, and the Newburgh Ministry, which has a walk-in on Thursdays. So if you're near the Newburgh Ministry, but I would assume that if people were going to Newburgh Ministry walk-in Thursdays, they've got to be pretty busy. Especially now.
Yeah, and it is no appointments. They can end up sitting around. Our appointments work really, really well. Mm-hmm. It's a system provided by United Way. Mm-hmm. And boy, if you get in there and your appointment's 11 o'clock, you're pretty much going to get to see someone by 11, 11:15.
How many volunteers do you have per location?
Countywide, we have 62 certified tax preparers and 82 overall in terms counting in the client facilitators. Mm-hmm. So we have many in the bigger sites. In Cornwall, we have about four, I believe.
I don't know. Okay. I haven't been to Cornwall. We have six.
I meant them.
Warwick, Lake. We have six. Greenwood Lake, we have six. And I think in Chester, it's
four.
Five. I think four. It's five.
So I know that in the Middletown location, I'm from Middletown. The Middletown location, you're at Mulberry House.
Yes, we are.
Where are you in Warwick?
We're at the church across from St. Anthony's. It's the Warwick Reformed Church.
Okay.
In the Fellowship Hall, which mm-hmm. is the larger, at the end, the larger part of the building. They have some other programs that go on. So the parking lot looks full, but it's for those programs mostly. And people get confused. They go to the other part, but it's at the end of the church.
Okay. Because I know if I'm pulling in with my box of stuff, I'm going to go, yikes, there are a lot of people waiting to get their taxes done.
Yeah. Yeah. But they run a lot of things out of the church, so that's why that happens. And then in Greenwood Lake, we're at the library.
Oh, okay. So for a lot of the younger people that are listening that don't know the tax deadline, when is the tax deadline? Let's remind everybody.
This year, it's either April 17th or 18th. I'm not sure.
It's the 17th.
17th.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. But don't wait until then.
I am sooner. The worst when it comes. You know what? I get taxed. I get a return every year. I just wait till the last minute. I don't know why.
Well, we make it painless, so okay. It's easy to come in and get it done. All although right. I haven't done mine yet either.
Yeah, but you can
did
sit
you
down.
Do yours?
You
can.
Did.
You
did.
You can probably sit down to a cup of coffee and just do it.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I'm busy doing everybody else's right now.
I'm thinking if I learn how to do my own taxes, you know, if I become a volunteer and learn how to do my own taxes, then I can wait.
If you become a volunteer, or when you become a volunteer?
After I become a volunteer. So give us, I mean, people, they love, we're going to go on a break soon. So I don't want to go into the stories yet because there are a couple stories that I know that you would like to share about experiences that you've had with people that come in to get their taxes done. Those stories are always great. I love listening to those. But while we're waiting before we have to go on break, I'm just going to mention once again, if you're just signing on and you're listening to the show, this is John Murphy and Gail
Phillips
from AARP Foundation Tax Aid. It's a free in-person tax preparation. They do it right there as you're waiting, and they give you your appointment. It's fairly quick, and if you have a non-complex tax return, they can do that for you while you wait. I have their flyer here. They say, working for you, we work hard to make sure you get every tax credit and deduction you've earned. Welcoming and free, the program is open to taxpayers of all ages. This is important. AARP membership is not required. And they are IRS certified, so their volunteers are trained and IRS certified every year. We're going to take a little break. When we get back, we got some stories to tell. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Peck's Wines and Spirits, your hometown store in Warwick, is family-owned and operated. Peck's Wines and Spirits has an amazing collection of red and white wines, domestic and imported, as well as a diverse selection of single malt scotch and single barrel bourbons. At Peck's Wines and Spirits, you'll be impressed with their assortment of boutique tequilas, premium vodkas, and gins. And if they don't have what you're looking for, Peck's Wines and Spirits will gladly special order it. Planning a special event? Try their beverage catering service where Peck's provides setup and cleanup to any social function, such as weddings, anniversaries, corporate gatherings, or holiday parties. Remember, it's not a party without Peck's. Start your weekend at Peck's Wines and Spirits every Friday for their free wine tasting from 5 to 9 p.m. Peck's is located at 1 Bank Street in downtown Warwick. For more information, call 986-WINE or visit peckswinesandspirits.com. Peck's Wines and Spirits, 1 Bank Street in downtown Warwick.
Hi, this is Grace Warren, a licensed real estate agent for Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty for more than 17 years. And I'm ready to hear your wants and needs, and then I will help you fulfill your goals. As a full-time residential specialist and longtime resident of Orange County, I know the Orange County market very well. And whether you're a buyer or seller, my priority is your satisfaction. For more information, please visit my website, gracewarren.randrealty.com, and let's get together.
Warwick Press for the finest in professional design and printing. Whether brochures, direct mail, newsletters, stationery, or posters, Warwick Press is the only place for all your business or personal printing needs. Warwick Press continues to be on the cutting edge of technology, and with their competitive pricing, great attention to detail, and creativity, the experts at Warwick Press will bring your vision to reality and do it on time. To make an appointment with one of their top expert team members, visit warwickpress.net for more information.
Hi, this is Mark Chisholm, wine and liquor enthusiast extraordinaire, inviting you to join me every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Wine Time. Wine Time is my time where I get to talk to you about all things alcohol, beer, wine, and liquor. Right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
WTBQ Weather.
Cloudy with some rain showers, perhaps mixed with a little sleet this morning. There'll be patchy fog, too. Temperatures will be about 40 today. Tonight, periods of rain. They'll taper off to showers later on. We'll head down to around 38 or 41. Then for tomorrow, look for clouds. There's a chance of some rain showers during the afternoon again with a high warming to near 50. Periods of rain, patchy fog tomorrow night in the upper 30s to around 40. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy. There'll be some rain showers in the morning with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
WTBQ. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. You can call me Daffy Duck for the next 28 weeks. I can hear the lisp. Can you hear it?
No, you don't hear it?
Oh, my goodness. It's making me crazy.
I think you feel it.
I do. I feel it. So, I want to remind everyone, we are live. We are talking taxes. It is tax season. And this is a free service that's being provided by AARP Tax Aid. So if you have any questions, don't be bashful. 845-651-1110. And if you, if you're like walking away from your radio, but you want to continue to listen to us, we are worldwide on the web. You can stream us at WTBQ.com. So a couple of things that I want to mention before we go back to AARP Tax Aid. We have a couple of chamber events that are coming up that I want to make sure that I invite everybody. So on February 26th, which is Monday, we are doing a sexual harassment is against the law joint event with the Orange County Human Rights Commission. They're having two sessions. They're doing an employer management caseworker session from 2 to 4 p.m. and then an individuals and public session from 6 to 8 p.m. So register at humanrights@orangecountygov.com. They're doing this at SUNY Orange, the Great Room, the Kaplan Hall, number 101, 73 First Street in Newburgh. That's on Monday. So join us for Sexual Harassment is Against the Law, and the Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring that. We are supporting the Human Rights Commission on this. The next thing I want to mention is we are having our expo, our B2B expo, Business to Business Expo. It's going to be on March 8th at the Anthony's Pier 9 in New Windsor. Now, if you know, and you listen to me every Friday, I talk about the same thing when it comes to the breakfast. We have a chamber breakfast every first Thursday of every month, and we try to do different things, different topics. Last month, actually, we had RBT CPAs, and they were talking about the tax reform. So they were talking about individuals versus companies. And it's, I'm getting the sign that we got a call. So hello, you're on the air with us. Your name and where you're from. Do we have a caller? Hi, are you there? All right. Well, I'll keep talking until we find wherever you are. We will answer your question. So if we have our chamber to breakfast, we have it every first Thursday of every month. This month is March 8th. What we try to do is a different topic every single month. And last month we had RBT CPAs, and they were talking about the tax reform, which, like I tell you, this is like a hot topic. Everybody's like all a flutter about the different changes to the tax reform. So we were talking about that. This month we are going to have our breakfast in conjunction with the B2B. So it's going to be a full day event. We start our breakfast at 7:30 a.m. So it's going to be from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's going to be at Anthony's Pier 9. Our Featured speaker is going to be Mike Deffenbach from Deffenbach Messaging. The topic is getting exponentially better at pitching your business. That is our breakfast. Then we have our business expo from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. also at the Anthony's Pier 9. And then after that, we have a call. Yeah. Oh, I will take it. Hi, your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, it's Mark, and it's from Middletown. Good afternoon, Barbara, John, and Gail.
Good afternoon, Mark. Thanks for calling in.
I just had a question for you, John. Can you tell me why the IRS generally recommends that you file early with tax returns, number one? Number two, what documentation generally do people need to bring to prepare their tax returns? And on average, how much does AARP save a person for doing their taxes?
It sounds like a put-up.
It does, doesn't it?
Is this my cousin Mark? Mark, yeah, they do encourage you to file early to protect your identity. The identity theft often occurs during the first 2 weeks in February. So if you can protect yourself by filing early. In terms of what you have to carry to the site, it would be very important to have a photo ID. We want to make sure that you, Mark, are, in fact, who you say you are. And also, your driver's license. New York State will not accept your return this year without a driver's license being physically entered into the program. obviously, all of your income statements, if you forget to bring one, we can't complete the return. If we do complete it, don't worry, the government is well aware of what you're making. So they will be happy to contact you in July or August and not only charge you taxes, but fines.
They will even let you pay a fee.
Yes, they will. Did I answer all your questions?
Oh, and he said, how much does AARP would save?
Well, people on average for preparing the returns.
It's about $225. But again, that would depend on the complexity. If the ones that have more paperwork, they would save a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
That's a statewide figure. Obviously, it's more in the metro regions, I believe. I had a woman come to our Port Jervis site, and she felt she was being ripped off by an accountant in Goshen. She and her husband, he would not even allow them to itemize their deductions. And, of course, at their age, they had a $15,100 deduction. So he would have done them a disservice to attempt to itemize because he would have to charge her. He charged them $139. Mm. So there was no abuse there. All of our seniors would like to have all of their expenses considered.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say once the house is paid off and once they qualify for the STAR program or the Senior STAR, there's very little. They would have to be very, very sick and have huge medical bills in order to itemize.
Thank you so much for calling.
And, John, one last question.
Yes, Mark.
Changes for 2018, what do you see them as? What are they going to be?
We don't know. We haven't done training on that, so I would be speaking off the top of my head, so I wouldn't want to do that. Are you concerned?
Right. Okay. You don't know.
No, we really don't know.
No, but Mark, you know what I'm going to offer to you? Pay attention to the upcoming Business Watch because we're going to have a CPA accounting firm. They're putting together information about this, about the changes to expect. So I'll make sure that you get your copy of the Business Watch. If you are not getting it, Mark, you can always call me at the chamber. You know my name, Barbara Martinez, and I'll be happy to send you one, okay?
Okay, good. So that would be for the upcoming year as to what's going to be in Business Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mark. Have a nice
weekend.
Okay,
take
bye-bye.
Care. You too.
So the thing with the tax, the savings, the fact that, first of all, it's being done for free. So, that in itself is a huge saving. The fact that they don't have to just drop it off and then wonder when it'll get back to them is, a load off their mind because you within the hour that you're working, you can get that information back to them and they can file it. Would you guys file it for them or do you give them the information for them to file it themselves?
No, we file for them.
Oh, you e-file it?
Yes.
With their authorization. They have to sign a form to e-file for federal and state. And once they've signed that, it's transmitted.
So that's very convenient because not only are you getting it done right there in front of you, you can then just e-file it. The person can walk in, thinking, I have all this paperwork and I have to get this done and walk out.
And it's done.
Ah,
and we do direct deposit.
What a relief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do stress-free.
Yeah, that sounds like stress-free. I just want to quickly talk, go back to the business of business, just in case someone was like, oh, you left us hanging, Barbara. So the Chamber Breakfast, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Anthony's Pier 9. Then we're going to continue on with the B2B, the business of business, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's no fee to attend the expo, but if you want to be a vendor, there's still time for vendor space. You can reach out to Erin Pasquale. She's our director of events at erinp@orangeny.com. And then afterwards, we're going to have a networking mixer and best in business awards from 3 to 5 p.m. where you can mix and mingle and network with the expo vendors and chamber members. And we're going to have cocktails and some delicious food by Anthony's Pier 9. If you just want to go to the mixer, it's $10 to come to the mixer. So again, be with us all day on March 8th. That's Thursday, March 8th at Anthony's Pier 9, where we're going to have our expo breakfast networking event. You can hang out with the chamber, network, mix, mingle, and hang out with us. So I want to invite everybody to come and hang out with that. Us for that. And I also have to put something out for hospice. I recently interviewed Janice Valentino from hospice, and she mentioned that on March 8th, the same day that we're having our breakfast, they're hosting a free breakfast for veterans at West Hills Country Club in the town of Walk Hill. And I think that's going to start at 9 a.m. But I'm going to try to get more information as we get a little bit closer. I'm probably going to try to get Janice Valentino from hospice to come on the radio with me to talk about it a little bit more, because they have a gala and they have all kinds of things that they offer through hospice, which in fact is a plan for living. And so I want to invite veterans, or if you know veterans, to come enjoy a free breakfast at the West Hills Country Club. They do a fabulous breakfast there, courtesy of hospice, and learn more about that program. So back to taxes, back to getting volunteers, because I think it's very important for people that are in college. You know, sometimes you're looking, if you're in high school or in college, you're looking for internships, you're looking for ways to assist, to help, to do some community work. And I think this qualifies, especially if you're helping people, seniors or people of low income, get their taxes done. And it's kind of a learning experience as well, especially if you want to become an accountant. Right?
For sure, for sure. Kathleen O'Keefe is the director of outplacement, you know, where she's encouraging people to get unpaid internships.
Right.
She has, this past year, loaded us with about 24 students who put this on their resume. You know, once they complete the course and complete the season, they put it on their resume.
Mm-hmm.
And several of them in past seasons have gotten job offers.
Oh, I believe it. I think it's a great, great learning experience.
It's in their field, mm-hmm. and it is unpaid.
Mm-hmm. But most internships anymore are unpaid. It's really hard to find internships where you are paid. So if you're going to take an unpaid internship, this is one that you get certified, IRS certified, for something that it's hands-on training that you can later apply to an actual career.
Well, and it's good to have tax knowledge, too.
It's true.
Just basic tax knowledge is helpful in life.
In life, yeah. But also the one-to-one, sitting down with people and asking them some very personal questions in a professional manner.
Mm-hmm.
It really serves them well.
Yes, I was going to say, I think that also serves for a good social interaction and social learning for our, I'm going to put air quotes here, our millennials who are so involved with having social media in front of them and constantly everything so impersonal anymore. To have that experience where they actually personally, one-on-one, can hold a conversation with a senior citizen that usually are very responsible with a lot of the information that they gather. You know, everything's very important, whereas we're kind of like, oh, I'll put that paper over here, I'll put that paper over there. You know,
or in a box.
In a box. In a shoe box. What? It's a Prada box.
We haven't seen that yet, have we?
No, not yet.
Can you
no.
imagine if I walk in with a Louis Vuitton box? Can you do my taxes for free? I'm going to so do that and see what you do.
Most of them are just cardboard boxes.
So tell us a little. I know we're going to go on a little break, and I promised some stories. So when we get back, we're definitely going to give them stories. Okay. We're going to take a little break. Stay with us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop now has two locations. The original, located in Warwick, and now the new Gingerbread Shop in Greenwood Lake at 89 Windermere Avenue. Enter and you are taken to lands far and near, mysteries to solve, bestsellers to read, and the Kitty Corner, where every Sunday there's a themed story time at 11 a.m. to enchant the children. For the adults, Ye Old Warwick Bookshop will pick one of the books from the New York Times bestseller list and then meet to discuss your opinions on each of the books. Coming soon, Ye Old Warwick Bookshop will have evening poetry readings and local artists will be displaying their works. I took my daughter to Ye Old Warwick Bookshop. It's so inviting that my daughter sat on the little cushion and just grabbed a book off the shelf and started reading. Upstairs are comfy chairs surrounded by classic books to take your imagination on a journey all over the world. Visit the newest Ye Old Warwick Bookshop at 89 Windermere Avenue in Greenwood Lake, or visit their website at yeoldwarwickbookshop.com.
Hey, it's John Tesh. When you go to Leo Cadis Ford, you can always count on their staff to listen to your wants and needs and deliver you an automobile, SUV, or truck at the most competitive price. Leo Cadis Ford delivers it all. You'll walk in a customer, but you'll definitely leave a member of the Leo Cadis Ford family. With almost 40 years in one location and three generations buying and selling at Leo Cadis Ford, that's how you define success. Your one stop for new and used cars and A1 service. Get the Works Package for only $39.95, which includes up to 5 quarts of oil, and they will change your oil, rotate your tires, top off all fluids, and a free car wash. Hello! They will have you in the driver's seat with financing in place and will service your automobile, all at one showroom in Warwick, New York. Leo Cadis Ford, 145 Route 94. What are you waiting for? Call Leo Cadis Ford at 845-986-1131 or visit their website at leocadisford.com. Quality you can trust.
When hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Using the site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hi, this is Michael Newhart, Mayor of the Village of Warwick, inviting you to tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. to Village Life and learn about the village happenings. Call and share your ideas, comments, and suggestions, and be part of the show with me and Mary Calora on WTBQ. WTBQ.
Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I have to give you a little secret, guys. They thought they were going to be on the air with me for 15 minutes. I told you I could talk tax for an entire hour. So there you are. You're here with me and you're not leaving until we're done, AARP. So
it's a 3-hour show.
So we're hanging out here with John Murphy and Gail, and we're talking about AARP tax aid. It's a free service. It's provided not only to senior citizens, so don't let the name fool you. It's also provided to low-income families and pretty much anyone that doesn't have a complex return. You know, we want to express the importance of getting volunteers to assist, but also the importance of making sure you get your taxes prepared and making your appointment calling 211 so that you can go in and get your taxes prepared right there in person while you wait, and then they e-file it for you and you can go out and have some coffee right after.
That's right.
Or something else stronger if you need it. If you're not getting enough of the return that you thought you were going to get.
Yeah.
So, of course, we are live, 845-651-1110. If you want to give us a call and ask us a question like Mark did from Middletown. So we have, let's see. I promised people some stories. Let's give us some good stories here, because we want people to understand how the humanness behind the service that you provide. It's not just about filing taxes.
That's a good story about taxes. Huh?
Yeah. A good one.
We have a few bad ones.
Yes, they have to be hilarious.
Now, I have one about a young girl who came to us. She worked in fast food in one of the Middletown fast food. I don't know which it was. Mm-hmm. But she was also a SUNY Orange student. Mm-hmm. And she made, I don't remember how much, probably $6,000,
$7,000,
maybe. Yeah. Maybe less, maybe it was $4,000. And she had dutifully withheld because her parents said, yeah, you better withhold stuff in case at the end of the year you don't want to owe. So she came to us and she got all of her withholdings back.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
As she finished, she pushed herself and says, is that it? She couldn't believe that what had cost her the previous year, $165,
mm-hmm.
returned the full $165. I'm sorry, it was $125 she was charged, and her refund was $165, so therefore she only netted $40.
Okay, great.
And it was just the expression on her face. It was genuine. To mm-hmm. my mind, it was genuine.
Mm-hmm.
It was just very gratifying to work with people like that who, at the beginning of their career,
right.
Hopefully not in fast food, but, you know.
No, yeah, but here's the thing. When you work a job and you fire taxes and then you have to give the money back, these people, they don't make a lot of money, you know? So it hurts. It hurts the pocket when you go, then why am I filing the taxes for? I don't get nothing back.
And you know what? Many of the young people don't
file for that very reason, because their first experience is that, why am I doing this? I only got $10 back.
And, of course, the professional preparers have to keep the lights and the heat on.
Mm-hmm.
So I do understand that there's a legitimate, you know, we do ours and they do theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm proud of what we do.
So you guys are funded through AARP. How does your program work that you're able to provide it for free?
AARP is funded through the federal government for what they call a TCE grant, Tax mm-hmm. Care for the Elderly, and a VITA grant, a Volunteer Income Tax Assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So those two grants come together in our program, and we are free to handle any age group and basically any income level.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say that that we can't do you because you make too much.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time we did, but we no longer can.
Well, I don't make too much, so I know that you guys can do mine.
But you do have a Prada box that you're.
Yeah. I do have a. Oh, come on, John.
Gail had an interesting story about someone that she serviced.
Tell us a good one, Gail.
That was last year, and this was an endurance test, an adventure in endurance. We had a lady in her mid-80s who still worked, mm-hmm. if you can imagine, part-time. Unfortunately, her brother became ill, and he was permanently disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up living with her. And when she came to do her taxes, we became aware of that, and she was able to claim him as a dependent, which allowed her to get an earned income credit. And that's a little boost that mm-hmm. you would get in your refund for having. This is basically geared towards people with lower incomes and dependents.
Mm-hmm.
It gave her that boost, which was economically a good thing for her at the time. And she got her, she was qualified, so she got her federal refund, but New York State kicked it back saying that he wasn't a dependent, and she was too old.
Mm-hmm.
Which, when you have a disabled person,
right.
age isn't a factor.
Age doesn't, yeah.
Not
seriously.
In this case, it doesn't. But so we worked at that and worked at it. We meaning a little bit of me and a lot of other people. And we eventually got that refund, but
I heard about it from Bob, who sunk his teeth into it when Gail relayed the
Bob,
story.
The computer guy?
Yes,
I won't say what you called him. No, I'm just kidding, Bob.
My friend.
Your friend, Bob, the computer guy, who didn't want to come on the air with us. You missed the party, Bob.
Well, he's a bit of a mad dog when it comes to people like that
who
are not getting their fair due.
He persevered.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hung right in there. It's and we were glad we got that done because she deserved it. I mean, she was entitled to it.
I mean, and she's taking care of her disabled. I mean, seriously, who comes up with these rules?
I think they couldn't believe she worked in her mid-80s.
I don't want to go to work in my 80s.
Me either. No. I don't want to work in my 40s, let alone my 80s.
Good luck with that.
I figured if I bring you my taxes, I get some kind of windfall. You guys will find some money for me that I maybe was
Ramon
not getting.
Ramon Vega will be showing up at your doorstep any day now.
So, Bob, you told me a pretty good story about a gentleman that probably almost had to go to White Plains but didn't.
Yeah. He wasn't a client. He walked into the Mulberry House Center, and he had heard that there are people at Mulberry House who will help him with his taxes.
Mm-hmm.
He came in with your proverbial shoebox, okay? And I looked through it, and I'm thinking, so he told me that he had not worked since 2002. He had all of his Social Security statements back to 2002, and mm-hmm. He was making about $900 a month.
Mm-hmm.
He also had some betting slips, some winners,
mm-hmm.
and
did he win?
He used to win $25, $50 here and there.
Okay.
But New York State said that he owed $4,000 from some event in 2011.
Oh, okay.
So I looked through the box. There was nothing in that box. So, of course, maybe he lost it.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, I said, have you ever had a big win,
mm-hmm.
like in 2011? And he says, no. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. So I said, don't kid me on this. Mm-hmm. So I went in the computer lab, wrote up a note for him to send to the state. I said, okay, now read this. And he said, well, I can't read.
Okay.
So I read it to him, and he said, okay, yeah. And then I asked him to sign it. He said, well, so he couldn't sign it, so we had to put an X mark there. We sent it away, and they said, okay, we'll hear your grievance in 3 months in White Plains.
Oh, yikes.
So between October and or whatever it was and January 15th, his car broke down. Mm. So I said, I really, you know, don't like to volunteer my services for somebody who isn't even a client, but this was important.
Right.
And I thought, you didn't win, did you? And he swore he hadn't. And a week before the appointment, he got a note back from the state saying, that was a mistake, and you are in the clear. You owe nothing.
Yeah. That's so good, because usually the state don't like to recognize that they made a mistake.
I wrote a letter on my own
behalf. I want to send them a fee.
Yeah, 50 cents for the postage. Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that you were going to go above and beyond, you know, the call of your volunteering duty.
Super to, volunteer.
Yeah, well, super volunteer.
Touch your heart,
well,
know?
Yeah.
And
they pull at your heartstrings.
What would he have done?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know what he would have done.
Mm. And there are people in our service area that we do like to work with.
Well, I think when it comes to saying, all right, I'm retired now and I want something to do and I'm going to volunteer to do this, you're really looking for ways to help other people. It's in your nature to be that way.
And, of course, White Plains is lovely this time of year.
Oh, so. Of course. Yeah. Nobody wants to go down there. Once you're up here in Orange County, you're like, I don't want to drive to. It feels like you're saying you're driving to California because it's like it's
well,
forever.
Tappan Zee Bridge before.
Yeah. Well, we're still going to call it Tappan Zee Bridge.
Yeah, we will.
So, I mean, again, I want to make sure that people that are just signing on that we have been hanging out with John and Gail from AARP Tax Aid, and this is a free in-person tax preparation. That they provide to anyone, really. I mean, don't let the name fool you. It's not just for seniors. It's for low income. It's for anyone that doesn't have complex taxes. They are available 16 locations in Orange County. Chester, Cornwall, Greenwood Lake, Goshen, Middletown, Monroe, Montgomery, Pine Bush, Port Jervis, New Windsor. I mean, all kinds of places. Walden, Warwick, Washingtonville, and three places in Newburgh. The Newburgh Library, the Newburgh Hudson Federal Credit Union, Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union, and the Newburgh Ministry, which has walk-in Thursdays. And, you know, it's a free service. If you haven't had your taxes done, they recommend that you call 211, get yourself an appointment to get this done, and get your taxes done before the deadline, which did we say it was like April 17th?
April 17th, yes.
So, you know, pay attention, people. Get your taxes together in a box, all your forms, bring them to Bob or Gail.
Now, most of our sites close the end of the first week in April, right? Most of our sites?
Many of them do.
Yeah. All right, so stay connected to 211 and go onto their website. I know that you guys have a website that you can go onto, and it's aarp.org/taxaid to get that looked at. We are going to put some information on the chamber member happenings so that people know to contact 211 and get to know more about the services that are provided through AARP Tax Aid. You don't want to miss this opportunity to get this done. And, you know, spread the word. They are in need of volunteers. They will train you. Volunteers are trained IRS certified every year. And they are always looking for more volunteers, college students, seniors, or people that just retired and looking for something to do. Or if you just have time and you want to help, it's about 4 hours a week, you said,
Volunteers serve about four hours a week.
So something that you can do in your spare time. I want to thank you, John and Gail, for hanging out with me here today. I hope it was fun on the radio.
And thanks for having us.
Welcome to Warwick. You've been listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. Have a happy weekend, everybody. And I will make sure to see you next Friday. Thank you for hanging out with us. Bye-bye.
Bye.